We've got friends that live in Launceston and they do Christmas cards every year. They do couture Christmas cards.
Oh, beautiful.
So, you know, they've got their chickens and their family and little, you know, stick figurines of the whole family on the front. They change it every year and it's gorgeous.
So
and every time I get one in the mail, I'm like, I really should reciprocate this, but it doesn't happen.
You should. You absolutely should. Oversight from us this year, Lee and Jess Christmas cards.
Oh.
We didn't do them.
We didn't last year either.
Didn't we?
That was
it was
2018.
That was the year before, was it? Oh.
And I took the charge there, Jess.
You did.
I'm going to take responsibility for that. So
Daisy's just learning to write, so
well,
she's getting there
problem.
When it comes to writing her name and stuff. At the moment, still, sometimes you can't quite work out what it says.
but just put it down to a different font.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got her own font going on. By next year, I expect she will be writing essays. No,
so
I expect she'll be writing her name.
Do all the hard work for you?
So I think then we'll get the joy out of sitting down and writing Christmas cards.
Is it just me or is Jess dancing around this?
I put it in the too hard basket.
Yeah. No, that's really obvious.
And I feel really bad because I know that they're lovely to receive. But I didn't do it. Just didn't do it.
Now, one thing I did wonder growing up is Mum used to send them out every year. I swear there was hundreds of them. And she'd handwrite the address and card only in the corner.
Yeah, the little card.
Why do you need to do that?
That was a cheaper stamp. For a card only was, I think, 5 cents cheaper.
Shut up. Really?
And then you got the little blue card only stickers that came with the cheaper stamps, I think, from memory. I used to send Christmas cards every single year, and so I'd always try and save myself the little... But you can still use them for birthday cards any time of the year. I'm sure that's still a thing.
What?
And
why am I only just learning this now? I thought it was just so, oh, you know... You don't get anything else. It's just a card.
You're just a card. Don't get excited. Yeah. Don't get excited.
It's not a bill.
The sticker should just be don't get your hopes up. That's really funny. But also maybe, so yeah, okay. I guess card only was to make it cheaper. But if you know it's a card, you're not going to bend it either, are you?
Well, to make it cheaper, why are we putting card only on everything we send in the post?
It's a good point. I'm starting to wonder if I dreamt that explanation.
Yeah, right. Checks out.
Having said that, if you were to now send a stack of Christmas cards, that would cost you a fair amount because stamps are not cheap anymore.
Aren't
I'm going
like
back to the day when they were 40 cents.
A dollar?
Yeah, I think they are at least. Well, thereabouts anyway, to send a card
that's
to...
That's why I don't do it.
But I'm so glad to see. We put this on Facebook and a lot of people said absolutely. They love sending cards. Amy, yep, love it. It's always nice to receive one as well. Fiona, I send about 30 overseas and about 20 within Australia. It's a significant part of my Christmas.
Oh, well, there you go. All these people keeping the Australia Post CEO in a job. That's good.
I love it.
Kylie on Facebook says yes, but to family interstate only. So there's some rules there. Des says we don't send Christmas cards. We still give family Christmas cards. Okay. So that must sound like we hand them to each other all the
day. Yeah, sure thing, yep.
What about you, Chantel? Do you send Christmas cards?
No. We drop ours off, though.
Oh, so you still write them?
Yeah, we still write them, yep.
But you do, yeah. You hand-deliver them?
We hand-deliver them.
Oh, that's
so Christmas catch-up.
So how many, can we ask, how many do you, you know, distribute each year?
I think we did probably 10 this year.
Okay,
yeah, okay.
So just a nice little modest amount.
Yeah, that's right. Don't have time to visit too many people.
Merry Christmas to you. And Jamie doesn't send Christmas cards. He prefers to call up and have a bit of a chat. How are you, Jamie? You well?
Yeah, good, mate. I'm really good. Hey, listen, I just rang to wish you a Merry Christmas and all.
Oh, that is lovely. And same to you and yours. You got any plans?
Nah, quiet.
Oh, that is probably quite an attractive sounding Christmas, if you ask me.
But you two have a real safe one. And listen... I heard kind of a song in 1984 from Frank Kelly. It's a Christmas, I think it was real popular. It's like the partridge in a pear tree. Google it and have a listen.
Okay.
It's funny as, man.
Is this a stitch up, Jamie?
It's funny as, man.
Mate.
Put it on and have a listen.
Alrighty.
We will. Merry Christmas. Stay safe.
Merry Christmas.